Robin Bushnell is the president of the Pine Rivers Rotary Club, and she's joining Magazine this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Robin, if I wanted to join a club, why should I join Rotary, and what attracted you to Rotary in particular?
I started in Rotary. I had originally been a member of Inner Wheel, which is a women's group, and they're very closely related to Rotary, and that's how I also joined Rotary, because I wanted to be involved in the more of the local community. But one of the reasons of joining Rotary is the friendship and fellowship. It offers a great opportunity to meet people of a similar interest in friendship and service to the local and broader world community, and everyone is welcome. The name of Rotary International is known all over the world and welcomed everywhere.
Wonderful. Now, Robin, can you share some of the standout achievements of Rotary International and, of course, locally?
Well, Rotary has been heavily involved since its inception or founding in 1905 in polio eradication. It's been a major player in the fight against polio, with immunising over 2.5 billion children worldwide and reducing the cases dramatically to only a handful in two countries at this point. They've also been involved in promoting peace and provide training and scholarships for peace fellows who come to different areas in the world to study peace and then go back to their local communities, providing clean water. Numerous projects aimed at providing clean water and sanitation to communities in need and helping to prevent waterborne diseases. We do a lot of work in supporting education, literacy and education by building schools and providing scholarships here and worldwide. And another new one would be protecting the environment. They're very heavily involved in this as a key area of focus, and they support projects that address issues like reforestation, pollution and climate change. In our local area, we, as our club, have a food van which we use to at events or for school events, and that's how we raise money for our projects, that we support local charity groups throughout the year and projects.
Robin, I do know that Pine Rivers Rotary Club is very involved in its community, which is always wonderful. Robin, can you stay with me a little bit longer? Because I think I've got a couple of other questions, but we will go to a quick short song break, okay?
Yes, certainly. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm delighted to say that we have Robin Bushnell, President of Pine Rivers Rotary Club, back with us again. Now, Robin, those achievements that we spoke about before the song break, pretty impressive. What sort of commitment is there if being a Rotarian? And if I was interested, how would I join?
Okay, well, before you join a Rotary Club, we usually ask you to attend a few meetings to make sure that Rotary is the right fit for you and that our club is where you'll feel comfortable. Once you do join, to be an effective member, you'll need to come along to our weekly meetings, assist with our food van at events, and come along to our monthly Bunnings barbecues. But we're all busy people and can't help and attend every time, but to be part of the club you will need to come along when you can. But if you would like to join, you can contact us through our website or Facebook page, and the president, myself or secretary will get in touch with you to meet you and invite you to come along.
Oh, that sounds pretty easy. Now, Robin, where and when does Pine Rivers Rotary Club meet, and to tickle our taste buds, what interesting speakers do you have and when are they coming up?
Well, we meet every Tuesday night at Maroomba Downs Tavern, which is in Dolly's Rocks Road, 6 for 6:30. 3 weeks out of four, we usually have an interesting guest speaker followed by any club business. So some of the speakers we have coming up are Yvonne Barlow. Yvonne is a councillor for the Moreton Bay City Council. Rachel Haynes. Rachel is a milliner for the racing community. Her husband is a well-known jockey, and Rachel will be giving us her perspective of the racing community and where milling fits in. Elizabeth Wavick is our newest club Rotarian, and she will be speaking about her educational project that she's founded in PNG. One of the local interesting ones we have is Beau Haywood. He's the founder of Nourish Street, and that is a group that feed local homeless people in the Petrie area. He'll be coming along to let us know what's happening in our local area, and we'll be asking anyone who comes along to bring some non-perishable food to put in a box to help Beau with what he's trying to achieve.
It sounds as though it's a pretty good calendar there, Robin, and I'm sure anyone listening might be, well, just tempted to get along there and sort of help out in the community. Now, obviously, the aim of Rotary is to make our community and our world a little bit better than it has been before through a variety of projects, and it underpins the main causes of Rotary support. Rotary bridges the gap where governments cannot reach, and that's a given, isn't it? So if you'd like to find friendship and fellowship while helping others, why not become a Rotarian? Robin Bushnell, President of Pine Rivers Rotary Club, keeping our community connected. Now, if you'd like to hear Robin again, have a listen to us on 101.5fm.com.au and go to podcast. Robin, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you for the opportunity.